Hey.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Football Fan Show. It's Matt here, joined as always by Carlos, the man, the legend. He's here. Thank you very much for joining.
How are you? It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you as well. Always a pleasure. And look, we need to get straight into this man here, Mr. Steven Gerrard, former Liverpool player, Liverpool legend, one club man, people were after him from all sides, from Man United to Chelsea, I think was the most public one. But he resisted all that and stayed and won. Well, he didn't win the league, but he won pretty much everything else. So including the Champions League. And then he became manager of Glasgow Rangers and did a fantastic job. Even in their worst times, he pulled them out of that, got them back up into the Scottish Premier League and won the title with them. And look, the Aston Villa came calling, and here he is. And look, this guy has got some sort of Midas touch, hasn't he? Because the kind of people he's bringing in this is January transfer window, Carlos. He's bringing in people who, I just can't believe it. This guy here, Coutinho's coming, and then obviously this guy's coming, Lucas Digne's coming as well. Coutinho, let's first of all talk about him. Both of them talked about the manager, by the way, that the reason they're coming because of the manager. What's your thoughts on this situation? Because Coutinho could have gone anywhere. He obviously was at Barcelona, gone to Bayern, won the title there, won the Champions League, won everything, and then come back to Barcelona, still struggling. And look, he's at Aston Villa. He was a Liverpool superstar. they spent loads of money buying him. And, oh my God, I don't know what to make of it. What's your thoughts on it?
Coutinho never really did it for Barcelona. He did have some good matches and scored some fabulous goals, but he wasn't consistent enough. Okay. He had too many games where he was anonymous. So he was surplus to requirement. It was obvious that with Barcelona having to reduce the wage bill, he was going to be one of the players to go. He played very well for Espanyol a long time ago. Did well at Bayern Munich, did brilliantly at Liverpool, I thought. Yeah. When he left Liverpool, I thought Liverpool would suffer. And yet, you know, Liverpool have built on whatever they had then to be an even stronger team. So I do think we're talking about a top quality player.
Yeah.
And he was close to going to Arsenal.
Yeah.
And I think probably the key matter here for him to choose Villa over Arsenal was Steven Gerrard.
Of course.
I'm sure. I mean, they were teammates. And Steven Gerrard is such a big name that he is going to attract players. Now, we mustn't forget that Villa are a very big club as well.
Yeah.
They're a sleeping giant. They are the type of club that, under the right management, with the right amount of money, they could be challenging for Champions League. For a Champions League spot, not for the Champions League. let's be honest about this. West Ham are doing it, so why shouldn't Villa?
Yeah. Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. I remember back in the day, about in the early 2000s, they were doing it. They were challenged. Arsenal were always fighting for fourth, as you're well aware. And we were always fighting against Villa. I remember it literally every year when Martin O'Neill was there. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a crazy day. So they've been there before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been European champions. Okay, we're talking about a long time ago, 1982. Yeah. But this is a big club. 7 league titles, 7 cup wins, 1 European cup win. This is a huge club.
Yeah.
So all they need is, as I said before, the right management. They've got the right man, I think, now. Steven Gerrard is going to put together a good team, and he's going to get them playing well. What he did at Rangers, I think, was phenomenal. Not just because they won the league, because at the end of the day, in order to win the league, if you're Rangers, all you have to do is beat Celtic.
Yeah.
but he did take over when they weren't even in the top division. Mm. So, he did build that team back to what it was. Mm. But more than that, I think that we have to look at what he did in Europe. with Rangers, because they were challenging some of the good teams and they were getting good results. If I'm not mistaken, they drew twice with Benfica, for instance. Yeah. So they didn't lose to Benfica. And that, I think, is a big thing. So let's see what he can do with Aston Villa.
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting. And what do you think Coutinho will add to the team?
He adds flair. He creativity, attacking options, and he can score goals. And he can give assists as well. So, yes, he will give something to Villa that Villa didn't have or don't have at present. He will play on the left side of midfield or maybe in attack. It depends. He can play in a 4-3-3. He can play on the left. In a 4-4-2, he can play on the left as well. So we'll see. But he will add a lot to the team. I always thought that he would have been a good player for Arsenal.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for you, you know, he didn't choose Arsenal because I do think he would have done a good job. But I look forward to seeing him, and I look forward to seeing Villa in the not just this season. I think we have to wait till next season to see the potential of Aston Villa. They'll get a few signings in the summer, and I think that we will see a much stronger Villa next season.
It's true. And we know that Edu is our director of football at Arsenal, and he's flexing his Brazilian muscles. and that's why Coutinho would have chosen us if it wasn't for, obviously, Steven Gerrard. So it's one of those things. And I know there's quite a few. We're very keen on some midfielders, as you're well aware, and strikers. There's a lot of Brazilians connected or apparently connected to us for transfers. So look, Coutinho, we wish him all the best. He's going to go to Villa. He's at Villa, and we'll see what he can do. Let's talk about this guy though, Lucas Digne. So he's been at odds literally from the get-go with Rafa Benitez. Now Rafa Benitez is obviously, well, a character that Everton are never going to be happy with, no matter what. I mean, we all know it's been talked about on every show about the fact that obviously he said some pretty saucy things about Everton when he was at Liverpool, and it's just the same. If you go from a direct rival, like it's almost like Tottenham to Arsenal, Arsenal to Tottenham. If you go to another team and manage them after you said such damning things about another team, it's just you're never going to be a fan of you're never going to be the fan's favourite. But we see Rafa Benitez is struggling at the moment, and he's never got on with this guy, and he's moved to Aston Villa. So it's a shame, really, because this is a quality player, right?
He's a good attacking fullback. He's not that good defensively.
Okay.
Which is probably why Benitez doesn't like him.
Right.
But yes, if you're in a team that can dominate play, a team that attacks and is hoping to score plenty of goals, then you can afford to have Digne. If you're a more defensive team that doesn't come out of its own half that often, then he's not the type of fullback you want. But I suppose with the type of team that Villa and Steven Gerrard are intending to build, Digne will be a top player, and he will be one of the main attacking weapons that they will have, because, you know, attacking fullbacks can be very productive when they're good at coming forward, making crosses, putting over crosses, and basically contributing towards the attacking options. So I think that's the plan with Digne. Gerrard knew exactly why he wanted this player, because he does want to build a team that will control matches, that will dominate matches, that will be on the front foot more often than not.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Yeah, and we will see how Gerrard does. And Gerrard has always been great with man management. That's one thing I will commend him for. I was obviously never a fan of him as a player, but as a manager, I just like the way he goes about his business. and the way he is very positive and he protects his players when he was at Rangers. And I expect that to be happening at Villa. I mean, we've seen it happen, so it's absolutely fantastic. So we'll see what we can get out of this guy as well. So let's look at Aston Villa. Look, the 14th, not really in danger of going down or anything like that. But what do you think they can achieve? They've still got some other people they're interested in. What do you think they can finish top half? Do you think that's a possibility?
Yes, this they'll season? Finish top half. I mean, when you look at the teams that are above them, they should be able to overtake them if they finish the season relatively strongly. Southampton aren't going to pull up any trees, neither are Palace or Brentford. So, yes, I think they must be looking at 9th or 10th this season. And then next season, well, the sky's the limit, depending on who they sign.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Well, it's interesting to see how the development of Aston Villa goes. And like I said, they've turned our head with getting Coutinho. So I'm sure there's going to be more surprises on the horizon. Any final thoughts?
Yes. So a final thought is that next season is going to be very interesting for the Premier League, because you're going to get your usual suspects up top: Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea. But then you've got an Arsenal team that's developing.
Yeah.
Man U will surely not be as poor as they are this season, so they'll be up there. Yeah. Tottenham under Conte, you would expect them, and with a few signings, to also be up there. And then you've got Villa under Gerrard, plus the signings, and Newcastle.
Yeah, it's going to be tight.
So it's going to be a very, very interesting Premier League next season.
Oh, yeah, definitely, without a shadow of a doubt. And we know what it's about, right? It's about the spend. It's about attracting the right players. Some teams we've talked through there. Well, we know the Man U situation. They've got some great players, but they're very disorganized. They don't even have a manager. They've got an interim manager. So they need to get that sorted out. So they may be in a weak position. We know the Tottenham situation. They don't like to spend. So they're in a weak position as well. They spend a little bit, but even this transfer window, they've got no one that they're aiming for. But then, yeah, like you said, the Newcastle, the Villas, it's going to be interesting. So let's see what happens. And we know the usual suspects will spend big as always. So look, well done to Steven Gerrard for coming in and hitting the ground running. So we wish him all the best, and we'll see. He's making it interesting in the Premiership. And look, we'd like to hear your thoughts about the Aston Villa revolution that's happening under Steven Gerrard. What's your thoughts? You think it's a fantastic thing? We know that they're historically a brilliant club, but we'd like to hear your thoughts on the matter about Aston Villa. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and thank you for watching the Football Fan Show.